Hey, bestie. Welcome back or welcome to the 20-something teenage girl podcast where we talk about spirituality, self-development, and being in your 20s. Hi, I'm your host, Marin. And on today's episode, we will be discussing depression because why is the sun setting at 5 p.m.? Can we just actually, for a moment, why is daylight savings a thing? Someone explain. Doesn't make sense to me. It's making me sad. Also, another dumb question, is flu season in the fall? Because if you can't already tell by my voice, I am so sick. I've been sick for like over a week. I'm very frustrated, but the show must go on. And here it is. I hope it's good. I hope you enjoy. So I wanted to talk about depression because, like anxiety, they often go hand in hand. I have dealt with it my entire life. I often find myself in little seasonal depression episodes, dare we say. Your girl is mentally ill. So most of everything I'm going to be sharing with you today is going to be based on my own experience. With that being said, I will be trying to find as many outside resources for you as possible because I am very aware that depression is like a very individualistic issue. It shows up so differently in everyone. The way I experience it most likely won't be the way that you experience it. What I need to help my body and mind heal from a depressive episode may be different from what you need. So I'm just going to do my best to gather like every book and YouTube video and podcast episode that I found to be helpful. And I just really hope that even if some of the advice that I give you today doesn't resonate with you, that's okay. I have more options down below because I know how it feels to just be so depressed that you are convinced that nothing will take you out of that state of mind. It is a very hopeless state to be in, and I don't want anyone to be in that state. And I think if you're already watching this video, that's already a wonderful step. Just like researching the condition that you're in, and researching like all the possible cures and tactics that other people use and recommend, I think is helpful and important and frankly has helped me with a lot of my mental health journey. And I think everything I'm going to be sharing with you is just narrowed down information from a lot of books, a lot of YouTube videos, a lot of who knows what I consume. You get the point. I also just want to say that I am not a psychologist. I am not even a psychology major. Do not take this advice as legitimate mental health advice. If you are genuinely in crisis mode, there will be resources down below. Stop watching this video. Please go check those out. There's plenty of text lines and call lines and people that are available 24/7 to listen to you, and you're not alone. And also, my DMs are always open on my podcast Instagram. I want to make that clear because I don't really check my other Instagram's DMs, but I am here to listen to you. I may not be the best at responding always, so I'm so sorry about that. And I will do my best to get to those DMs. If you have a request, even something you want to see me talk about, that's the best place to reach me. So I think I've covered all the introductory things. A quick overview on what we're going to be talking about specifically today. I'm first just going to explain my experience with depression, how it shows up in my body. Then I will be explaining what I need to do and what I have done to get myself out of depressive episodes. And it's going to include some routines. It's going to include some like emotional release tactics. We're going to be talking about some different supplements that might be helpful, and some other habits. Yeah, I think that's it. Okay, without further ado, let's get right into it. So the first thing that I need you to understand when we're talking about depression is emotion. It's trapped emotion that hasn't been released. I don't know what that emotion is for you. It could be rage. It could be despair. You could have experienced some trauma that has been kind of shoved down. I think that a lot of the times that can manifest into depression. I also believe that anxiety can kind of manifest into depression. As I said, they do go hand in hand because when you're in an anxious state. You're in like a fight or flight state. If you want to learn more about that, I have a whole episode talking about anxiety. I'd recommend you check it out. Anyways, when you're in fight or flight, you're basically in survival mode and your body can't sustain being in that mode. So eventually you will shut down. And a lot of the times this shows up as depression. So personally, for me, my own experience, when I feel sad, it's different from depression. Sadness is a fleeting emotion. I'm learning in my classes that actual emotions only last, I believe it's like 7 seconds, but they have lingering effects because they physically show up in our bodies. I don't know if you know this. Trauma is another thing that physically shows up in your body. First book I'm going to recommend, The Body Keeps the Score. I'm forgetting the author. That will be down below. It allowed me to understand every physical ailment that I was dealing with. The best description I've ever heard of depression actually comes from the show Big Mouth on Netflix. There's like different caricatures in the show. It's basically about these kids in elementary school, and it's a show about like puberty and all that stuff. So there's like a hormone monster, and then at one point in time, one of the characters' parents, I believe, gets divorced and she gets really depressed, and they bring in this character called the Depression Kitty, and it's literally like this giant cat, and she just comes in and like lays down on you. And I was like, this is genius. Like, that is the best way that I could describe how it feels for me. It feels like there is so much that I am just weighed down. I don't have a better explanation for that, so I hope that that makes sense. So, because depression is, for the most part, unexpressed emotion, the first thing that you need to do if you are needing to get out of a depressive episode is to figure out some way to express that emotion. There's different ways of expressing emotion. We all express it differently, but I notice that most of the time, for me, it's a lot of rage and it's a lot of sadness. So particularly like violent actions, don't hurt anyone, don't hurt yourself, don't hurt anything alive, please. Get a pillow, get something inanimate, something that cannot feel pain, and just literally beat the shit out of it. I have beat up my pillows and my stuffed animals so many times. I say sorry to them afterwards, but that is a great resource. Driving to the middle of nowhere and just like screaming, oh my God, so much better than therapy, in my opinion. If you have access to a wide open space, go scream really loud where no one can hear you, because you don't want anyone to think that something bad is going on. Okay, please be careful and use logic. You're like, Marin, like that's not gonna work on me, like because I can't even feel anything, like I'm just numb. I want you to think of the saddest movie. I want you to think of the saddest music, TV show, something that just will undeniably make you cry. I don't care what you say. You have one of those. I do. Mine's Les Mis. If you ever catch me watching Les Mis, I tell all my friends this, something is wrong and you should alert my therapist. Other more simpler, I guess, ways of expressing emotion. Surprisingly, meditation and breath work. A little combination of both. I don't want you to be scared of the words meditation and breath work, because I know that a lot of people believe that it doesn't work. And I genuinely think that it will work for everyone if everyone just does it in a way that works for them. So for me, the kind of like, I'm not sure if it's Wim Hof breath, the kind of breath that's really intense and like breathy and fast paced, doesn't work for me. That sends me into a fight or flight state and makes my anxiety a lot worse. So I don't want to say definitively do this breathing tactic, because I am not a breathwork guy. I don't know what they're called. But anyways, some of the best cry sessions that I have had have just been sitting on my yoga mat, like putting on some ambient music, some like healing frequencies, and just placing a hand on my heart and my stomach and just like fully like sitting there and like breathing really deeply. Like, it doesn't have to be any kind of like amount of seconds that you're breathing in or out or anything like that. Just breathing to the point to where your stomach is filling up with air and you're releasing that really slowly. Doing that over and over again and just like holding yourself. I can't explain to you exactly why this happens, but every time I've done that, I have been able to cry when I feel like the crying is stuck. Do you know what I mean? So that might be a good thing to try. Another thing, and I always recommend this alongside meditation, of course, is yoga. As I said before, the body keeps the score. Yoga is one of the best tools for releasing trauma, in my opinion. I have said this before, but trauma is stored in your hips. A lot of it is. And when you do like hip stretching poses, like child's pose, I mean, there's so many different ones and just like the fundamentals of yoga. So you don't have to even like look up anything hardcore or do yoga in like a hot place for 40 minutes. You can literally look up a 5-minute morning yoga, or even I'm pretty sure that there's definitely some videos on YouTube that are specifically geared towards fixing depression. So you could even look up like yoga for depression, and that might be really helpful for you. So I would definitely check that out. And I don't want you to put a time limit on this. It's not going to be like a one and done situation. I will be open and honest and vulnerable for a second. I just went through a pretty gnarly episode where it was about a month long of just really, really feeling low. It's part of why I didn't upload for a little bit, so I'm sorry. But I felt really, really low, like the lowest that I've honestly felt in a really long time. And I ended up doing one of these. I think I meditated and because I felt all this emotion that needed to come out, but it just wasn't coming out. So after I meditated, I just couldn't stop crying. And it was like a week or 2 weeks of tearing up at like literally anything. And then today I finally feel good, but you get the gist. It's going to take a long time. So please be gentle with yourself. Be just like very loving, and very patient. There isn't a set amount of time when you need to get better, okay? Literally just be nice to yourself, babes. You're doing the best you could possibly do, okay? So the next thing that I want you to start doing, and this is probably the hardest thing to do, very much easier said than done, but I want you to start creating a routine. You don't have to like map out your whole day. You could just start a morning routine. You could just start a nighttime routine, whatever works for you. You don't even need to like fix a whole routine for any part of your day. I think another great way to kind of give yourself some structure is just to write down one goal, just one thing that you could do every day that you know you can do. So drinking 8 glasses of water, eating 3 meals a day. Those are wonderful goals that when you cross that off will give you a sense of accomplishment and will slowly but surely pull you out of that state because you're slowly introducing productivity. And I don't know about you, but I feel really good when I write something down and I actually do it. If you are interested in crafting a morning and nighttime routine, I think I've talked about these many times, but I'm obsessed with morning and nighttime routines. So I'll give you a little tangent. Something I'd recommend doing. The other day, I woke up and I watched the sunrise while I was in like the midst of the trenches. Like, oh my God. And I swear it just reminded me why I was alive all in one go and just made me feel so silly for even feeling sad when the sky literally turns pink in the morning. You know what I mean? So if you are someone who goes to bed really early, it might be helpful to wake up really early, especially if you live with other people. I find it just really peaceful to be able to like have an hour or two to myself before everyone else wakes up. So waking up like an hour early, maybe catching the sunrise if you can, spending time in nature really is just going to be like another one that's really helpful. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a bit. But yeah, a morning routine where you get up, watch the sunrise, do some meditation, do some yoga, do some kind of exercising. Maybe you take a shower and read a book and journal. Sounds like a lot of steps, but it doesn't have to be that many steps. I think creating any kind of routine and sticking to it, I can't explain exactly why it helps, but it just does help. Because I feel like when I'm depressed, I feel very stagnant. Nothing feels like every day feels the same. And yes, routines are doing the same thing every day. But I just find that it makes me feel productive and like I've done something. And that sense of accomplishment is just really helpful. So the next thing that you should start doing to pull yourself out of a depressive episode is take note of what you're consuming. So like water and food, liquids and food, dare I say? Yeah. What are you drinking and what are you eating? If unfortunately a lot of that is processed stuff, it's most likely making your mental health worse. And I've said this once, I'll say it again. I don't believe in completely cutting out all the junk and just being like only eating apples for the rest of your life, because I am a person with a huge sweet tooth. I could not survive without a Jolly Rancher. I just simply couldn't. But what I want you to do is make sure it's like 70 to 80% whole foods and like pretty good diet. And then the rest of that, I don't know how to do math, can be a little treat, because little treats do sometimes really help. And I've also heard, don't quote me on this, that if you're having an especially bad day and you eat comfort food, the comfort food kind of like releases some of those happy hormones. So if you're just like, sometimes I'm having a day that is just so horrible, you know what I'm talking about? Nothing else could fix it. And I will just absolutely treat myself. And that kind of just makes my day a little bit more tolerable. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. So there are also some little things that you could just start adding. Because I do like to eat a lot of sugar, there's just other things that I add into my diet to kind of balance it out. I don't know if it does. I like to think it does. I am delusional. But anyways, tea. Oh, I love tea. Tea is just like wonderful and kind of helps you to romanticize the depression a bit. If you're laying in bed all day anyways, like definitely go get some tea. I keep a little electric kettle in my room for when I'm not feeling up for socializing or any of that. And I literally just keep tea bags in my drawers and I just boil myself some tea and it's just comforting. And it's also really good for digestion. So drink your tea. If your gut is not healthy, your brain is not healthy. So the next thing I'd recommend is using essential oils. Peppermint oil, orange flavored oils. Why did I just say orange? I think there's literally just orange oil, like lemon, citrus, lavender. All of these things can be helpful. Get a diffuser, put it in there. You can still lay in your bed in your little depression cocoon, babes. Like, that's totally fine. Give yourself some happy smells, though, that are going to actually be positively impacting you. And side note, if you are actually having a really hard time digesting and you want specific teas and essential oils, peppermint essential oil, ginger turmeric tea, also lemon in hot water, cinnamon also. I'm pretty sure those are like my main ones and things that you might already have in your kitchen. So definitely even cutting up some ginger and putting it in hot water, you could drink that. That's helpful. Do it, girl. Moving into like some possible supplements. These are what I take that help me. I don't know if I'm not a nutritionist. I don't know anything. And there's probably a lot more supplements that might be helpful. But I know for sure that vitamin C is very helpful. I know that fish oil, I know that fats are good for your brain. So like fish oil, avocado, very good for you. I know that vitamin D is good for your brain. I know magnesium is good for your brain. And I know ashwagandha is really good for anxiety. So generally, I try to take these every single day. But if I'm like out of them and I start feeling depressed, I run to the store and make sure that I have these. So my next tip is going to be spending time in nature and also focusing on the good things. So first of all, spending time in nature. There have been many days where, I'm sure you relate to this, the world is just so loud and you feel like you can't get any peace. In those days, that is when I use nature. So I'm really lucky to live by a nature reserve, so I can go out into an outside space without anyone around me. If you don't have access to that, even a patch of grass is helpful. I just, for some reason, I mean, like, we are humans, we are nature, it makes sense that nature helps us. So definitely utilize nature, babes, and go outside, go to any, like I said, patch of grass near you and just sit on it, just touch it, ground yourself. It's going to be okay. If you have access to a body of water or the ocean, water is probably the best natural thing for depression. If you have a bath, I'm so jealous of you. Take baths, take long showers. Remember, we've talked about the everything shower. Take everything showers. Take a dip in the ocean. Oh my God, the ocean might be the best because it has salt. So it's literally a natural detoxifier. Definitely swim in a body of water if you have one near you. And then if you don't, long showers, long baths also work. Backtracking a little bit, when I talk about focusing on positive things, I mean, when we're depressed, a lot of the time, the inner monologue in our head, because she's always going off, at least mine is, tends to be very negative. So offering a kind of like counter dialogue, I talked about this in the first episode, where if your critic is really going off a lot, if you're having a lot of mean thoughts about yourself, those do need to be released. And what I will do is I will just journal. I will write out every horrible thought that I have when I'm dealing with a really sad mood state. Okay. And what I'll do is right next to them, I'll offer up counter arguments. So say I'm feeling really sad and my thought in my brain at the moment is, ugh, I'm just not pretty. I would write next to it, I'm the most prettiest girl in the world. You get the gist. Not only just trying to reshape your thoughts to being more positive, I think that it's really important to focus on the positive. One of my favorite quotes, I forget who says it, but it's basically like, nothing is as good or as bad as it seems. So I tell myself that all the time when I'm feeling really sad. When we're feeling depressed, it can definitely be easier to perceive everything more negatively. You have to actively work to fight that. I know, like everything that I'm saying in this video, this is easier said than done. It is a practice. That journaling will help, but that really just like being present is the key. Just catching yourself when you have a negative thought, catching yourself when you focus on something bad. So for example, maybe stay away from news outlets. If you see something negative on social media, scroll past it. I mean, I would recommend maybe a social media break because we all know that that's definitely not helpful. When you're out and about, in your house, hanging out with your friends, I don't know what you do, going to class, going to work, whatever, just be as present as possible. I just want you to look around you, like unplug from your headphones, listen to the wind, listen to the birds, look at the flowers outside. Like, it sounds really stupid, but I've noticed that by noticing small things and learning how to find beauty in small things, because we all have this innate desire to find beauty in everything, and we all do it when we're kids. Like, do you remember being a kid and just the fascination that you had with the outside world? And like, remember when you would see a flower and you'd be like, oh my gosh, it's so pretty, and you just like want to pick it and like make stuff with it? We all still have that. A lot of us have just dampened it for some reason. It's so stupid. The whole reason why we're here is to appreciate the beauty of the world around us, because it really is so beautiful. And if you just even shift your mind state to being like, I'm going to focus on all the beauty in the world today, like, you just probably automatically will, and you might end up having a better day. So on your walk to school, maybe take off one ear of your headphones, maybe take them both off, and just like look side to side, look at the plants, look at the houses. When I find myself doing this, I just end up getting emotional because I'll just see people like treating themselves really nicely. We see acts of love around us all the time and we just ignore it. Often when we're depressed, it's a state of hopelessness. It's almost feeling like that love doesn't exist in the world a lot of the times. So by simply paying attention, we can kind of prove our subconscious wrong. Like, the world isn't that bad. If I just saw that guy give that girl flowers and there's also like a really pretty tree in front of my face right now. I really hope this is making sense. I feel like I'm just blabbing on about nonsense, but that's how I always feel when I talk. So the last tip I have for you today is to tidy and organize your space and try to create a sanctuary. So what I mean by sanctuary, it's personalized to you, your favorite things. So for me, that's plants. That's the color pink. I don't fucking know. Tapestries, flowers. You get the gist. Go out and buy yourself a few new cute things for your room and clean your room. If you find it really, really hard to clean up, I do too when I'm not feeling up to it. I find that just like plugging in your headphones or blasting some music on a speaker and literally just deciding to do it and just get it done, I promise it won't take as much time as you think. And you'll notice that you'll feel better. I don't know if people know this, but cleaning is actually an energy giver. It gives you energy, if that makes sense. It's actually a pretty good and healthy coping mechanism. Not when it's done excessively, obviously, but when you're feeling really sad, a really great way to channel some of that energy might be into organizing your space. And after you create a sanctuary, like if you're so sad you can't leave your room, why wouldn't you at least want to make it a nice place to hang out in? You deserve that. So in any way that you are, in any way that is available to you, I definitely recommend like tidying, organizing, and buying yourself some new presents for your space. If you are like, oh, I don't know what I should add to my room, some things that are really helpful, just like comforting for me, candles. I can't really burn too many actual candles in my room, but I don't like the big light. So I get these like, what are they called? Like fake wax candles. Not fake wax, like the candle is fake and you just like turn them on electronically. So I have a lot of those around and like turning on that lighting is really nice. And I just have a lot of plants. I always have flowers. I really like seashells. So I pick a lot of seashells up at the beach and put them around my room. There's crystals in certain places. I have books surrounding me. I'm just surrounded by things that I love and you should be too. This episode is a little shorter than I expected it to be, and I'm sorry about that because I feel like we could talk about depression forever, but I mean, that's all the information I have, unfortunately. This is what works for me. Like I said in the beginning, doesn't have to work for you, but I really hope that at least one of these things you found helpful today. I hope you're doing okay. I love you so much. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. If you are watching this on YouTube, if you could subscribe or like or comment or any of that, that's helpful. If you're watching this on a podcast platform, if you could give me a rating. I believe Spotify also has like a Q&A section. So if you have any questions for me or recommendations for future episodes, you can go ahead and leave those in that area or in the comments. I'm talking across so many platforms right now. I'm sorry, my brain gets a little frazzled. But yeah, like I said, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. I wouldn't be able to do this without you. And please check out the resources down below. If you need them, they are there. You are not alone. I love you very much, and I hope that you have a good rest of your day. Okay, bye.